Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Meir Turin. Meseches Tainus has been dedicated by Mr. Aaron Zweig, Le'iloi Nishmas Reb Shimon ben Nechemya Halevi.
The Gemara Meseches Tainus on Daf Chafei will begin discussing many stories with Reb Chanina ben Daisa. And the Gemara taught us on Tainus on Daf Chafdal on Beis on the very bottom of the Amid, Amr of Yehuda Marav, B'chol Yoyim Ve'yoyim Baskel Yaitis Ve'ymeres. Every day a Baskel goes out and says, Kola Olam Mizayim Bishvil Chananya Bini. Entire world gets Mizayinus is sustained because of the Slissim of Chanina Bini. The Chanina Bini Dayai Bekav Charuvim Be'erv Shabbos L'erv Shabbos. Yeah, Chanina, my son, by him it's enough, a Kav Charuvim from one Erev Shabbos to another Erev Shabbos. The Gvur Sari explains the Kavana of the Gemara based on the Gemara Nechulin. What the Gemara means to say is, we see a concept that a tzaddik, his chlisim work for others, like by Reb Chanina ben Daisa, the entire world will sustain in his chlis, yet for the tzaddik himself in this world, he does not benefit from his own chlisim. The first story the Gemara tells us is, Haviragila lamechma tanura komale the Shabsa, the wife of Reb Chanina ben Daisa would heat up her oven every Erev Shabbos, v'shadyak tartim shem kisufa, and she would throw in something to make smoke because she was embarrassed that everyone else was baking for Shabbos and she had nothing to bake. She had a wicked neighbor. Amra, and this wicked neighbor said to herself, Michti, Yadana Delasul Vaimidi. I know that Reb Chanina ben Daisa's wife does not have anything. My Kulehai, what's she busy baking? Azlovatarfra above us, so she went to knock on the door, that she would be forced to open the door and she'd be able to see what's going on. So the Gemara tells us that Reb Chanina ben Daisa's wife was very embarrassed, and she went into a different room. It's Avil Anisa, the neighbor opened the door, and an ace happened. The Chazil Tanura Mali Lachma. She saw that the oven was full with loaves of bread. The Agna Mali Lisha, and the place, the bowl which was used for kneading dough, was full of dough. Amrlas, she called out, Panisa, Panisa. I see Masa, the Kachar Lachma. Quickly bring a shovel to take out your bread because your bread's about to burn. Amalah, she replied, Afanalachi Ailina, that's what I went to get. I went to get the shovel. Tana, we learned in a braisa that she indeed had gone to get a shovel because the Lumenis Benisim Haisa, she was Melumen, she was accustomed to Nisim happening to her. Rashi explains the reason why she was Nisbayish is because everyone was busy baking bread, Lakavit Shabbos, and she had nothing to bake. Now in Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim, in Tzimin Reish Mem Beis, Sif Aleph, the Rama writes, Noyagin the Minig is Lolish Kadesh Shirchalo Bebayis, Lasis Mehem Lechavim Livtsoy Aleim V'Shabbos V'Yomtiv. The Minig is a person should make dough, the amount to take Chalo off in his house on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yomtiv. Who mikavet Shabbos V'Yomtiv V'Ein L'Shanis. This is from the covet of Shabbos and Yomtiv, and a person should not change from this Minog. The Magen Avraham over there in Tzivkat and Dalet writes that he feels a riot to this din of the Ramah is from our sugya in Tainis Daf Chaf Hei. That over there the Gemara says that Vaisteis the Minug was every Erev Shabbos people would bake bread in order to have challah for Shabbos. And so we see this was already a Minug from the times of the Gemara, and this is a riot to the Ramah that is a Minug to bake challahs on Erev Shabbos. The Magen Avraham adds, besides the fact that it's Mekai in the inyan of Kavod Shabbos, also, the idea is to mekayin the mitzvah of challah, because since the woman was of the chalasi shel olam, she caused the challah of the world to be destroyed, like it says in Yerushalmi in the second parak of Shabbos, and like the machtza shekel over there in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Reish Mem Beis explains the Yerushalmi, that Adam Arishon was considered chalasi shel olam, the challah of the world, because the same way that when you have dough, it only becomes mesukin, it only becomes fixed through hafrashas challah, so too the entire creation was only fixed, l'tzarech l'man. Without a person, there is no tachlis to the world. And therefore the world, so to speak, is only fixed and rectified by having a person. And since Adam Arishon, who was chalasei shel olam, was created on Erev Shabbos, and he ended up doing a chait through Chava convincing him on Erev Shabbos, therefore the tikkun is right to be made as well on Erev Shabbos by the woman, by her being mafrish challah. The Haggai's Chassam Sefer over there in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Reish Mem Beis and Aruch Chaim writes that on Erev Shabbos, the minhag is that when one takes the bread out of the oven, right away it should be placed upon the table. And the Chassam Sefer is mitzayin to the Taz and Yeridea in the end of Simon Kuf Ein Ches. What does the Chasam Sofer mean? The Shulchan Aruch says in Yeridea, on the end of Simen Kuf Ayin Ches, the Ramah writes, Yesh Mekaymes, there are places, Shenayagin, Larech HaShulchan, V'lasim Alav Minei Meichel, V'laila, Shalom Machar Malin HaTinaik. There is a minhag in certain places to make the table full of food on the night before one performs a bris. Ramah writes, this is forbidden because of the isser of setting a table for a mazel. The Taz over there explains in Sifkatan Zayim that the Levush writes that because of this very reason, we should ask the people who have a minhag that they set their table on the night of Shabbos with pas shalim, with bread, and it stays there the entire night. And the Levush feels that they will nispashate this minhag from the same chayk of the ones he used to set for a mazel, the table full of food. However, the Taz argues with the Levush, and he says, Lo nehir lani esdaiti, that the only issue is the issue the night before the bris. That before the bris, they do it for a mazel, for the child, therefore it has a connection with this minhag of people who would set the table full of food in order to help the mazel. Like God is a lashon of mazel. Vasha'enkein lel Shabbos, that the purpose why they place the lechem mishnah on the table is for the kavod of Shabbos, that the kavod of Shabbos is to have the lechem mishnah. And over there, the purpose has nothing to do with a mazel. Therefore, the Taz writes, over here, there would be no iser. After all, the Taz writes, even before Shabbos, the minhag is that as soon as you take the chalas out of the oven, miyad, you place it on the table, als kavod haShabbos. And this is what the Chasam Sofer means to be mitzayin, that from the Taz we see that there's an inyan to place the bread on the table on Erev Shabbos as soon as it's taken out of the oven. The state Saifim, in fact, brings down from the Sefer, Kuntres Elef Kasav, and Chilik Aleph Eis Ayin Beis, he brings down that the daughter of the Chasam Sofer, her name was Simcha, she told him that Pamachas one time after her mother had already died, who was the wife of the Chasam Sofer, who was the daughter of Rabbi Kiva Eger, her father, the Chasam Sofer, came on Erev Shabbos, and he saw that the breads that they had prepared for Shabbos were not yet on the table. After they had been baked, they were sitting there and they were not yet placed on the table. And he told her that right away they need to place the bread on the table. And this follows with what it says in the Haggadah, Chasam Sofer on Shulchan Aruch, this din that the challah is supposed to be placed directly on the table right after they are baked. The Yavetz writes in his Siddur another reason for baking bread on Erev Shabbos, that it's keneged the afiyah of the Lechem HaPanim, which took place on Erev Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore the Yavetz writes, there's an inyan that it should be placed on the table when it's still nice and hot, similar to the Lechem HaPanim that was placed on the table on the Shulchan in the Beis HaMikdash when it was still Chan. Now the Bir HaLacha in Simen Reish Mem Beis writes that there's a remez as well to the inyan of baking challahs on Erev Shabbos. It says in the Pasuk, V'haya b'yayim ha'shishi ve'echinu eis asher yaviyu. It says by the man that it will be on the sixth day that they should prepare everything. Eis asher taifu aifu, all that they will bake should be baked. Which is mashma, the person should be baking on Erev Shabbos to prepare for Shabbos. And he says in the Zmana Gemara, this was a minhag kavua, like the Magen Avraham brings down. And he says in Bavli Sein Harabin, today people started to buy from the baker. And he says, Lav Shaper Avdi, because this is Makdin, this makes smaller the Kavod HaShabbos. However, the Shalat Shuvas Arlitzian and Chelik Beis, Chuva Aleph writes, that the whole Kepeid over here was Dafka Bizmanum, where the baker would bake the same type of bread that he baked on the weekday, he would bake for Shabbos. And therefore it was considered like a Zilzal in the Kavod HaShabbos. However, Bizman Azeh, that the baker bakes Chalais Miuchadim for Shabbos, there is no Kepeda. Now, Rabbi Yashiv, on the other hand, it is brought down in the Sefer Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos, Chelik Aleph, Perek Aleph, Ha'ara 30, that he says that if someone is Nene from the Chalais of the baker more than the homemade Chalais, then he's allowed to buy Chalais from the baker and is not considered a Chesaron in the Kavod of Shabbos. Since the whole Yisayit of the Minhag to bake the own challahs in the house was also Einik Shabbos. But from Rabbi Yashiv's Mashma Tzdafka, he's willing to go ahead and remater it if the pshat is a person enjoys better the challahs of the bakery. Now the Sefer Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos himself wants to be matzdik and be melamed zchus on the Minhag that many buy from the bakery today. He says because the Nashim Bizmanenu are much weaker and it's much harder for them to go ahead and bake special challahs for Shabbos. And he says, this is matzdik, the minhag ha'olam. Agav, it is interesting to note
And in the Sefer Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos, he writes that he asked Rav Eliashiv the following question, that if someone has two challahs, and one of them is from the bakery, and that is a much larger challah, and there's one challah that was baked by his wife, which is much smaller, which one of them should he be cutting for the hamotzi? Rav Eliashiv told him that even though we know that al pidin the gadol is adif, and one is supposed to cut the one that is larger, however, if he's concerned that perhaps his wife might feel bad, then bevadai shel bayis is adif, and he should cut her challah as opposed to cutting the larger one from the bakery. Now, in the Sefer Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos, over there in Perek Aleph, Ha'ara 28, he brings down a kasha on the Magen Avraham that we had quoted previously in this chair. The Magen Avraham writes that the minug of the Ramah speaks about of baking challahs on Erev Shabbos comes from Ar Sugya and Tainus, where you see the minug was to bake bread on Erev Shabbos. In fact, the Sefer Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos, why didn't the Magen Avraham bring a better raya? He should have brought a raya from the Gemara in Baba Kama, Naf Pei Beis Amud Aleph, which says that it was from Takanas Ezra that a woman should get up early to bake bread on Erev Shabbos. Now, L'chaira, one can answer the Magen Avraham that if one is Ma'ayin over there in the Sugya Baba Kama, at least according to Rashi and the Rambam, that Gemara is not talking about the inyan of baking challahs on Erev Shabbos. The Gemara over there says that one of the Takanas of Ezra was, V'shetehe Isha Mashkemes V'aifa Kedei Shetehe Pas, that the woman should get up early and bake in order that the bread should be matzah to the aniyim. Rashi over there explains that on whichever day she generally bakes, the takan of Ezra was that she could get up and bake extra early in order that when the ani comes around who needs bread to eat, the bread should be ready for him to be given to him for tzedakah. If so, according to the gears that we have in the Gemara and the way Rashi understands the Gemara, this has no connection at all to the inyan of baking bread on Erev Shabbos. The Rambam as well in Hilchos Ishus brings down this halacha in Parakhlaf Aleph halacha hey. B'negei the halacha is that a woman is supposed to do for her husband. Ayifes apas betanor. He writes that a woman should bake bread for the husband in the oven. And the Rambam as well, he does not bring this down in the Hilchos of Kavanah Shabbos. He does not say that it's talking about an Erev Shabbos. And perhaps because of this, the Magen Avraham felt that it's a better raya to bring from the Sugya and Tainus, which is mashma l'kuli alma, we see that there was an indice to bake bread on Erev Shabbos. The only ha'ara that remains is that the Darkei Moshe, indeed, in Siman Taf Reish Beis writes, he had a gerst in the Gemara that the takanas of Ezra Gufa was that a woman should get up early, but aifa be'erev Shabbos mishum kavod Shabbos, that she should get up early in order to bake bread on Erev Shabbos for kavod Shabbos. And according to Darkei Moshe, there is a ha'ara, why did the Magen Avraham not quote the Darkei Moshe? The Eliyahu Rabbah as well brings down from the Aguda that the Takana of Ezra was that you get up on Erev Shabbos to bake bread for Shabbos. And according to these Mefarshim, it is Ha'ara. Why does the Magen Avraham not bring it down? However, since both Rashi and the Rambam do not learn this way, perhaps the Magen Avraham again would rather bring a Raya from the Gemara, which works out L'kuli Alma. We should just end off Negei the Sugya of baking challahs on Erev Shabbos. It's good to point out what the Eliyahu Rabbah writes in Siman Reish Mem Beis B'Shem Nesefer Chasidim, that it's better to have just a meal of vegetables and there should be ava in the house between the man and his wife and the bnei bayis, the chibadatai, the kavod of Shabbos as well, the Eliyahu Rabbah says, the ikar kavod of Shabbos is there should not be fights between a man and his wife and the bnei bayis. And according to Eliyahu Rabbah, if any of these things would cause lack of shalom in the house, then avada, the ikar kavod of Shabbos is there should be shalom in the house. The Gemara tells us further that the wife of Rav Chanina ben Daisa said to him, "An masai nezel nitzar b'hai alma. For how long are we going to have to live bitzar in this world?" Amar lo my navid, he said to her, "What should we do?" By Rachmi, she said, "Davin, the neslach midi, she give you something." Bar Rachmi, he asked, and yatsa come in pisas. Yeah, the Gemara tells us like that a hand came out from heaven, v'yav lechad kara, the psura the dava, and it gave him a leg from a golden table. Chazoi b'chama, however, they saw in a dream that Asidi tzaddiki, the achli apsur de dava, the islay, tlas kari, all the other tzaddiki will be eating in the world to come on a golden table with three legs. Va'at oichas apsur de tre kari, Rechonina ben Daisa with his wife would only have a golden table with only two legs. Ne'echulach de achli kuli alma apsur de mishlam, banan apsur de mechasar. Do you want that we should be eating in the world to come on a broken table? Amrle, my nav, what should we do? By Rachmi Nishkalun let us daven, that they should take it back. By Rachmi Davin Mishaklu, and it was taken back.
Tanam learned in a brisa, Gadol hayin eis achrin yaisim in a rishain. The second ace that they took back from Shemayim, the golden foot of the table, is even greater than the first ace that it was given. The Gemir, we have a Kabbalah, the Me'av Yahav Mishkol Eshakul. They give, however, they do not take back. The Mashal explains the Remez over here, with a table of gold with three legs supporting it, is a Remez to what we know that Al Shleisha Dvarim Ha'ilam I made. This world stands on three things, Torah, Avaida, and Gemilus Chasadim. And because of these three things, a person is Isaac, and these three Amudei Ha'ilam, through it he is Zeichet till Ilam of Netzach, the world of forever and ever. And this is the Remez of the three golden legs that they saw in Shemayim that the table was made out of. And when they gave him the schar for one of the legs, Marsha says that since Rechanina ben Daisa was Isaac in the Kaicha Tefillah, so they gave him one of the legs that would be the schar for all the tefillahs that he gave, all the tefillahs that he had done. And they showed him that that would be the leg that he'd be missing in the world to come. However, the Ruach Chaim, Rav Chaim Volozhiner, and the Ben Yayada learn Ke'en, the Mahalach of the Marsha. However, with one difference, the Ruach Chaim in Perek Aleph of Perkei Avos Mishnah Gimel writes that this was the foot of Gemilus Chasadim, that because we have learned previously that a Baskel would go out every day and say that Kol Ha'olam Kulei Nizayim Bishvil Chanina B'ni, the entire world has Parnasa and is sustained through the Schus of Chanina, that he would not use any of his Schusim and everything was channeled for the whole world. That was a tremendous Gemilus Chasadim. But now that he was taking from one of the legs, the leg of gold, which resembled the Gemilus Chasadim, therefore be Mamayit Ashpa that was going to the rest of the world, and Mela would be missing in the world to come the foot of Gemilus Chasadim. And we learned that Gadol Hayenes Achrim and Arishain, the second ace that happened was even greater than the first one, Gemiri, that they give, but they did not take back. The Masha explains this based on the Gemara Masech Shabbos on Daphnum Dalin. But the Gemara says, a good thing never came out of the mouth of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he who schayzer on it, this same idea that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives a good thing, it is not taken back. However, the Tehillah Yayna is very bothered by this Mahalach of the Marsha. He says, Pashtus, that Gemara Masechta Shabbos, the Rambam in his Akdama to Pirish Mishnayis explains that Gemara to mean the following, that when a Navi goes ahead and gives a Nevuah L'Taiva, over there, there's a klal that Kadosh Baruch Hu is never chayzer, even if Klal Yisrael is not roi for that thing anymore, because this is the way how we know whether the Navi is saying the truth or not. However, over here, which just has nothing to do with Nevuah, but rather Kadosh Baruch Hu just gave a golden leg from Shemayim, Pashtus, that has no connection with that sugya in the Sechta Shabbos. The Hillel Yayna brings in a question that the Achronim ask on this klal. Gemara Masechta Shabbos teaches us on Daf Peches that when Klal Yisrael said Nasev and Nishma, they were given two ksarim, two crowns. And when they went ahead and did the chait of the egel, the two crowns were taken away from them. If so, from there it would seem to contradict the sight of our Gemara. We see that though something is given from Shemayim, it is taken back. The Tiliyayna wants to say perhaps over there was different, because like the Gemara says, it wasn't taken back mamish to Shemayim, but rather Moshe Rabbeinu got it instead. And therefore, since it was given to someone else in this world, but it wasn't taken back to Shemayim itself, so it is not Saiser the Klal. Now the Arizal says a beautiful pshat, b'negeya this yisayit of the ksarim that were given to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Arizal says that on every Shabbos, Moshe Rabbeinu gives the ksarim back to Klal Yisrael. And the Arizal explains that is the pshat in the Nusach that we say in Shemayna Esrei on every Shabbos morning in Shacharis. We say, Yismach Moshe b'matan aschalkai. Moshe Rabbeinu is b'simcha on giving away as a present his portion, which refers to the ksarim, that he's sufrid and he's happy to give away his portion. Ki eved ne'eman karasalei. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has called him a trustworthy eved. He knows HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to give the ksarim to Klal Yisrael on Shabbos, and he's b'simcha to give it away. Kalil tefaris b'reishin asatalei v'amdei l'fanecha al harsinai. And which gift does he give away? He gives away the Klil Tiferes, these crowns that Bereisha and Astatele that was given to him, but Amdu Lefanecha Har Sinai when he stood by you by Har Sinai. The Brisker of Alatira in his stencils where he has Pirushim on Tehillim writes, based on our Gemara, the story with Rav Chanina ben Daisa, that it was greater than Nes Achron Yosem and Arishain, that Kadosh Baruch Hu took back the golden leg of the table. He says that is the pshat in the pasuk in Tehillim which says,
Ritzon Yirei of Yaseh, the Es Shav Asam Yishma V'Yeshiyim. The Biskara says that this refers to a tzaddik on the level of Reb Chanina ben Daisa, that he had the ability with his tefillah not only to bring things down from Shemayim, but to bring them back as well. And such a tzaddik, Ritzon Yirei of Yaseh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do his ratzon to give him something, the Es Shav Asam Yishma V'Yeshiyim, because when he'll cry out after and he'll say that he doesn't want this anymore, will be able to, with his kayach tefillah, to have that thing returned back to Shemayim as well. The Gemara goes further, and the Gemara tells us the story with the Rav Chanina ben Daisa and his daughter, that Chal Beis Shimshi, one Friday night, Chazi Lebrate, the Havas Ativa, he saw that his daughter was very upset. Amar Labiti Amay Ativa, he said, my daughter, why are you so upset? Amar Leh, she said to her father, Kli Shel Chaimetz Nishaluf Li B'Kli Shel Shemen, I by mistake mixed up the container of oil with the container of vinegar. And I used the vinegar for the source of light for my Shabbos candles. And her concern was that eventually it's soon going to go out. Vinegar cannot burn. Amala, he told her, my daughter, what are you concerned about? The same one that said that oil should burn. Oil does not burn because it has to burn. It burns because that's what Hashem said it should do. So for the same price, the same one who said that oil should burn will say that vinegar should burn. Tana, we learned in the Braise, he continued to burn throughout the entire Shabbos day. Till they brought from it fire for the Abdullah candle. Now the Briskarov, in his stencils, Alatira, explains Lefizeh, the Pshat, in one of the hardest parshas in the Torah, with Sari Menu. We find that when Sarah was told that she's going to have a son, she laughed. And it was a tain on her. Why did she laugh? The Briskarov explains, Chas v'sholom, to say that Sarah doubted for a moment HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ability to give her a son after such an old age, but rather by Sarah the thing was a davar pella. It was something amazing to her that she would have a son. She believed in it full-heartedly. However, it was a davar pella. He says that's why it says afterwards in the pasuk, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu that it was a taina, Hayipale me Hashem davar. Is it a davar pella? Is it an amazing thing? Meaning, on her level, she should have been on this level, like we find with Rav Chanina ben Daisa, that he said, what difference is it whether it's the oil burning or the vinegar that's burning? It's not because the properties of oil is what causes it to burn. It's because the Kadosh Baruch Hu decided that oil should burn. So for the same price, if today he decides vinegar will burn, there is no difference. And therefore, Sarah on her high level was a tine on her. Why was it a davar pella? Why was she laughing as if this is an amazing thing that's going to happen? This is simple. For Kadosh Baruch Hu Ayipale, may Hashem davar. Now Rashi over here in Dibri Amaschel, Anshinitli Menu Arla Avdullah, writes that when it came time for Avdullah, they lit a different candle to be used for the Avdullah, and the Ner of the Maisa Nisim, they put out, like we find by Rabbi Yehuda earlier on Chavdal Adam Beis, with the Chalad HaVesmida, the sand which turned into fine flour, he did not want to use because of the problem of Maisa Nisim. The Yaivitz, however, is bothered with Rashi. He says, if over here there is a concern that this was considered being nena from Maisa Nisim, so how were they allowed to have enough from it the entire Shabbos? How come the entire Shabbos they used the candle, and just when it came out to Shabbos they put it out? What was the hetter for them to use it the entire Shabbos? On this, Rabbi Yitzchak Izvi Zatzal wanted to say a pshat, that we find Rashi previously on Chavdal Adam Beis, in that story with Rabbi Yehuda, where he said, don't be nena from the flour because it's a Maisa Nisim. Rashi's language is v'mad efshur lehisrachik mimaisa nisim yaiser toiv v'nachlim. As much as a person is able to be marchik himself from being nena from an ace, it is better to yaiser toiv v'nachlim. It's better and more proper. So he says we see from this Rashi that it is not an iser to be nena from maisa nisim, but rather it's something better when it's possible. Since during Shabbos they cannot light obviously another candle. So it was not possible not to be nena, and therefore on Shabbos they were perfectly able to be nena. However, when it came up to Shabbos, then now they were able to light a different candle, so now they were marking themselves from the Maisa Nisim, and they went ahead and lit a different candle. However, the only kasha on this pshat is that we had a ha'ara on a previous shir, that it seems to be a stira in two Rashis. On the one hand, it is true that Rashi on Chaf Dalet on the base says, just that, b'mad efshel is sarachek b'maisa nisim yaiser tayv v'nachayim. However, Rashi on Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph writes, in the story with Elazar Ishbirta, that he was makdish everything, Rashi writes, V'asul Adam lehanesi ma'is nisim. It is forbidden for a person to be nana from ma'is nisim. K'damal alvim aysim le'nesim and akin le'im ischli aysav. So from the previous Rashi, it would seem that it is an iser. So previously, we had brought down an answer to this contradiction, that is a difference between a yachid and a tzibur. That when it comes to a yachid, there is a real iser to be nana from ma'is nisim. Rashi, when it comes to a tzibur, it's only an inyan yaisa ta'iv and achayim. Therefore, Rashi on Chadal Adam Aleph is referring to a yachid in that story of Elazar Ishbirta. Rashi Enkin, Rashi on Chadal Adam Beis is talking about that we was brought for the whole tzibur, and over there it's talking just an inyan yaisa ta'iv and achayim. And with that, we resolved how come there was not an issue of being nana from Ma'is Nisim by the man and the Be'erei Shel Miriam in the desert. For the very same reason, by a tzibur, it's only an inyan yaisa ta'iv where possible. But according to that Mahalach, it's going to come back shver over here. Well, Chayr over here was a yachid, wasn't considered like a tzibur being nana. And if so, back to the Yavitz's question, how were they allowed to have hanach from the light on Shabbos if there's a problem to be nana, mima'is nisim? Perhaps we can answer based on what it says in the Yalkut Gershaini, a Masechta Shabbos on Daf Nun Gimel Amabez. He says, we find by the Vilna Gaon that a lot of things he did, shaleik ederech hateva. He explains that a tzaddik whose whole hanhaga works with the hanhaga of nisim, shaleik ederech hateva. Since by him nes and teva are the same, therefore by such a person there is no iser to be nana from ma'is and nisim. And if so, Rav Chanina ben Daisa, who was malumid ben nisim, yitachin that by him there is no iser to be nana from ma'is and nes. But in a chanami, perhaps still this other halacha of trying to be marchik when possible from a ma'is and nes, that still does apply, and therefore on Shabbos they were allowed to be nana. When it came out to Shabbos, they went ahead and they lit a different ner, l'avdol. The Gemara tells us further with Rav Chanina ben Daisa, the Rav Chanina ben Daisa, havli hanach izi, Rav Chanina ben Daisa had these goats, and they told him, kamasdin izach, your izan were being masked in people's fields, they're ruining people's fields. Amar, he said, ikamasdin echenu dovi, if my izan are the ones destroying the fields, they should be eaten by bears, vilayin if not, tonight, each one of the Izim should bring back a bear in its karnayim on its horns. And l'orta, that's what happened that night. Each one brought back duba b'karnayim. And the Marsha explains, Rav Chanina ben Daisa knew for certain that his Izim were not the ones being mafsid the other people's fields. And the Marsha says, we have to say that this was the case. Because, like we'll learn later on, that Rav Chanina ben Daisa did not own these Izim, but rather he was a Shemar Aveda. And if so, he would have no right to be mafka the Izim for the possibility of the Dubim going ahead and damaging them. But over here, since he was certain that his Izim were not mafs of the fields, therefore he knew for certain that his Izim would bring back the Dubim Bekarnayu, and therefore he was able to make this test. Gemara tells us further another story of Rav Chanina ben Daisa, that he had a neighbor, the Kabamya Besa of Lemata Kishuri. She was building a house, but the beams, the rafters, did not reach to the end. Asi l'kamei, she came before Rav Chanina ben Daisa, Amar Lei, and she told him, Banisi Beisi v'lekamati kshuri. I built a house, and the kshurim did not reach the end. Amar la mashemecha, he asked her what her name is. Amar la Echu, she said, my name is Echu. He said, Echu nimti kshuraich, Echu, the kshurim should reach to the end. And we learned that Tani higiu achiyatsu amalikan v'amalikan, they reached all the way out until it was actually protruding an amma in either direction outside the house. And some say sinifin ostan, pieces were attached to it, not that the actual things grew, but things were attached to it, ayidaneis. And Plimai said in the Braisa, I in fact saw this house, and the kairis were yaitis amalikan v'amalikan v'amalikan, and they told me, ba'yizeh shekira of Chanina ben Daisa b'tfilasei. This is the house that Rav Chanina ben Daisa was mekara with his tefillah. And the Gemara Sari asks a shtaka question over here. After all, we've learned previously in the Gemara in Chaf Dalet on the Beis and with the story with the Lazar Ishbirta that Ein Lehanes Mima'is Nisim, one is not allowed to have Hana from a Mima'is Nes. So how was it that she was able to live in this house that was created through a Mima'is Nisim? So the Gemara Sari answers that most definitely for the person himself who the Nes was made for him, the din is that it's not Roy, that he should be Nana Mima'is Nisim. Ashenkem had a case of Ichu with the house, the Nes was not made in the Schluss of Ichu, but rather in the Schluss of Rechanina ben Daisa. and therefore it was perfectly fine for Ichul to be Nene from the Nes. The Sefer Arachama wants to give a different answer based on what the Marsha says in Kedushin on Daf Chav Tes on the days, that where a Nes comes about through Tefillah, that is not included in the Isser of Asli Hanis Mimais and Isim, where the Marsha is Marsh because Adarava, that is considered a Teva. This that a tefillah works for a person, that is considered that it happened through a natural way. And Meli's Medayik, the Gemara's Medayik, this way he says, the Gemara says that they said that this is the house, Shekir of Chanina Medaisa Bitfilasai. He was Mekara through his tefillah, and therefore over here there was no issue of being Nana from a Maisa Nisim. The Gemara asks further, Chanina Medaisa Mehechan Havale Izim, how did Chanina Medaisa have goats to begin with? Number one, Ha'ani Havale, he was destitute. But Ayd Emegalim Behema Daka of Eretz Yisrael, and also the halacha is that we are not allowed to bring up Behema Daka in Eretz Yisrael. And the Vilna Gaon in Ais Aleph is mefor that he's not gairus these two questions, the Ha'ani Have and the Ayda Amr Chacham Emegalim Behema Daka of Eretz Yisrael. Now it's very easy to understand why the Vilna Gaon is not gairus the second question of Emegalim Behema Daka of Eretz Yisrael. Because Be'emes, both the Gemara Sari and the Marsha ask, if the Gemara indeed had this question, then the Gemara seems to have not resolved it. What was the Gemara's answer that he found a Metzia and he sold it and he bought Izim? Just because it was a Metzia and he had money doesn't mean he should buy Izim. If there's an Isser to be Megadol Behemadaka of Eretz Yisrael, he should have bought something else. So therefore we understand why the Vilna Gaon does not want to be Geir is the second question. But the first question is not clear why the Vilna Gaon feels that we should not be gairish the question of Ha'ani Havi. L'chari, the Teretz of the Gemara resolves this question. Unless the Vilna Gaon wasn't coming as far as the Gemara Sari and the Marsha's question, but rather the Marsha says that in the Yaakov is Mavur that there were Gersais that were not gairish these first two questions, it's not Milashin HaTalmud, and therefore because of that the Vilna Gaon felt those Gersais were Iker, and mainly he's not gairish both these questions. Now, whether or not you're a gairus the second question of Emegalim Behema Daka Be'eret Yisrael, even if it's not a chelik of the Gemara's question, however, this question is a question by itself. What happened to the din of Emegalim Behema Daka Be'eret Yisrael? Why was Rav Chanina ben Daisa allowed to go ahead and buy with the money? Isn't. On this, the Gemara Suri answers that the Gemara in Sechus Baba Kama in the seventh parak that talks about over there the Isser to Emegalim Behema Daka Be'eret Yisrael, the Gemara over there says that if you keep the Izim in a midbar in the desert or in the yar, in the forest, over there does not apply the Issa of Megalim Behema Daka Be'eret Yisrael because it will not ruin people's sadais. And therefore, Zakta Gevura Sari, there is no question of Chanina ben Daisa because most certainly that's where you kept the Izim in the forest and in the deserts. The Berachas Avram wants to offer another explanation. Perhaps, like we see from the story with the Dubim, that Rav Chanina ben Daisa knew that his Izim did not do damage, and like he saw that instead it would, in fact, bring the Dubim Bekarnayu, if so, for such a person, he's not Nichal in the Takana of Emegal Behimadaka Be'eret Yisrael.
The Gemara tells us a story with Rabbi Elazar ben Padas, that Rabbi Elazar ben Padas, Techikil Milsa Tuva, he was extremely poor, Avid Milsa, Velehav Lemidi Lemitam. He had let some blood, and he had nothing to eat. And when one lets blood, he must eat right away. Shakal bar the tuma of Ashadi of Epumei. He just took a piece of garlic, and he threw it into his mouth. Chash libe, he fainted, v'nim, and he became unconscious. Azur Rabbanu l'shulebe, the Rabbanu came to visit him, to see how he's doing. Chaz yuid kabachi v'chayich, v'nafik tzisisu denura me'apusei. They saw that in the midst of his sleep, he was crying and then laughing, and then a tutisa denura, a flash of light, was coming out of his forehead. Ki Isser, when he awoke, Amr Leh, they said to Rabbi Elazar ben Padas, my time a kabachis v'chaychis, why were you laughing and crying? Amr Lehu, he said to them, Davi Yosef imi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sitting together with me. But Amr Leh, and I said to Hashem, and must I yitzdar v'hai alma, for how much longer must I suffer in this world? But Amar Li, and he said to me, Elazar, b'ni Elazar, my son, Nichalach de afchel alma meresha. Do you want me to turn over the whole world and start again? Asher de mialdus b'shaita de mezaini. Perhaps it'll work out this time. You'll be born in a time where you'll be able to have mezainus. Amar Li kameh, I said before Hashem, kule hai v'efshar. You're going to turn around the whole world, and even then, it's only going to be maybe. Amar Li, I said to him, d'chai tamei ay d'chayinah. Did I live longer? Or is most of my life gone or not? Amalei d'chayis, he said, yes, you already live most of your life. If so, I'm not interested, I'll just continue. Amali, he told me, Bahai Agra, the Amr, the Leiva Ina, in this Chadi, he said, it's fine, you're willing to just keep on going. Yavinalach La'alma, the Asi, Tlaisar, Narvasa, the Mashra, Parsman, the Achin, Kepras, Vidiglis. I'll give you in the world to come 13 flowing rivers of balsam oil, like the rivers of Pras and Diglas. The Ma'agnus Buhi, you'll have great pleasure with them. Amril Kamei, and say before Hashem, Hai Vesulei, that's it. Amali, he told me back, L'chamrich Ma'yavina, what am I going to have for your friends? Amrile, I told him back, V'anami Gavad Lesli Ba'ina. Am I asking from someone who doesn't have enough to give? Machim Baskulta Apusius, and I was hit on my forehead. Amali, Elazar, Bari, Geir, Bachir, Elazar, my son, here are the arrows, you're shooting arrows. So in other words, his laughter was coming about from the fact that his great schar would be waiting for him. His crying was the fact that most of his life had already passed by. And because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was machule on his forehead, that's where the flash of light was coming from. Now in this HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised in 13 flowing rivers of balsam oil, like the flowing rivers of Pras and Diglas, the Maharsha explains that balsam oil has a very good smell. And therefore, Tanuge Elam Haba, we find in the Gemara Masechtas Brachos and Daf Mem Gimel Amabez, that the thing that the Neshama is most able to be nana from is Reyach. Like the Gemara says, Eze Davish and Neshama nana mimenu, have a Imez Reyach. And therefore, the Schar in place was these 13 rivers, which produced a very beautiful smell. And this, that it was the number 13, that's Keneged the Yugimel Midei Sarachimim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, if you're Ma'ayin and Rashi in Divrei HaMaschil, the Chayis, Rashi writes at the end, V'hai Dechayich, and this, the Rabbi Elazar ben Padas left, Mishum Yud Gimel Narvasa, because of the 13 rivers, L'Urchayitz Behen, to wash himself in the rivers, L'Tayil Behen Mizel Azeh, and to walk from one river to another, to enjoy the walking and the scenery, walking from one river to another. From there we see, that Rashi understands that the rivers were not just meant for the smelling, or rather, Lirchaitz ben Lutail behen. And the Ben Yoyada explains that obviously, Davar Zehu Amuk, this whole concept of these 13 rivers is something very deep. It's the idea of Iris al Yainim coming from the 13 Midei Sarachamim. She'ein Sechu Ha'anayshi Yachul Lutzair Bedaitai Einek Hamagia Mehem Echu. He said, a person with our wisdom, it's impossible for a person to be able to picture the tremendous enjoyment that one gets from these 13 rivers. So be it as it may, whether like the Marsha, the Reach, or like Rashi's Mashma, to wash himself and to walk, in any event, it's something which is not really al pi seichel inchi, something we can understand. It's a taina which is lamala min haseichel. The Gemara continues that Amri l'kamei hai v'sulai, in his discussion with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it says, Rabbi Elazar ben Padas said to Hashem, that's it, all you're going to give me is these 13 rivers. Amar li, Hashem replied, L'chamech ma'yavina, but what will I give for your friend if I give more things? Amile, he said back to him, Anami gavri de lesle be'ina, am I asking from someone who doesn't have? So pashtus, the kavan of the Gemara is, and this is how this Fas Emes understands the Gemara as well, but he was telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, that by you there is no gvul. It's not like I'm asking from someone who has limited means. By you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can give whatever you want. The Maharsha, however, learns a different shot in this Gemara. Based on the Gemara Masechtas Chagiga on Daf Tes Vav Amud Aleph. The Gemara in Chagiga on Daf Tes Vav Amud Aleph teaches us like this. Kol echad yeshrei chelek echad b'gan Eden v'chelek echad b'gehenim. Every person has one portion in Gan Eden and one portion in Gehenim. Zaycha tzadik v'tzadik is zaycha. Naita Chalka, he takes his chelik in Gan Eden, and the chelik of the Rasha that the Rasha was supposed to have in Gan Eden as well. And if the Rasha is Ivar, is Bechayev, so he takes not only his portion in Gehenim, but he takes the chelik of the Tzaddik in Gehenim as well. Zokta Marsha, what Rabbi Elazar ben Padas was saying, I want the chelik of that Rasha who's not Zeiche to Gan Eden, I want that Rasha's chelik in Gan Eden as well. Now, as far as the Atzim Hezber in the Gemara Masechtas Chagiga, what is this concept exactly? Is a beautiful shot from the Beis Halevi al Torah in the beginning of Parshas Noach. The Beis Halevi reflects on the pasuk in the beginning of Noach, Vayar li kim es haaretz, vihine nishchasa, ki hishris kol basar, es darkei al haaretz. Kadosh Baruch Hu looked out on the land, and the whole land was nishchas, because all of flesh was mashris dark elards. The Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Kuf Ches teaches us, there was an entirely intermingling of animals with chayas, chayas with people. The Medrash Rabba and Pashas Bereishis Chav Ches Ches goes further and says, Kulam Kilkul Maseim, all of creation was Mekalkul their Maseim. Hakelev Hayuch Etel Ze'ev, the dog went to the Ze'ev, Hado Dechsev, and this is the meaning of the Pasuk, Yishris Kol Basar, as Darkei Al Ha'aretz. They were having relations, the dogs together with the Ze'evim. Ask the Beis HaLevi, I understand the person is a Baal Bechira, he has a free will, so I understand he could choose to go ahead and live with Einai Minai. However, an animal, there is no Yitzhar of an animal to go live with not its min, and all it does is what its chutzpah and its tava. If so, how did it come to such a situation that the dog was going to the Ze'ev and there was a total intermingling of the different species? The Beis HaLevi explains, the same way a person is able to affect his own tava, becoming nisragel through doing bad actions, suddenly he feels as if this is his tava, this is something he's mishtaikik to do, that he wants to do. Once he does the bad action a bunch of times, so now it already becomes like second nature. And even if in his seichel he understands these things are not good, but now he wants it so badly because he already made it second nature. So to a person is piled with his maisim in the entire creation over here on this world. And he says it goes without saying if someone does an aver b'fahesya, where people learn from him, obviously over there he directly affects them by them learning from his ways. But Zakta Beis HaLevi, even if a person does a chepit sinna b'noilu b'natzmai, does it in private, no one else sees what he's doing. However, the fact that he was nimshach after that taiva, it's magbir the kayach of this taiva in the world, until he's mashrish this taiva in the tava of the world. Dr. Beis HaLevi goes without saying that he brings now this tava into all living things, but even daimonim, even things that are not living things, suddenly are affected by a person's actions. He says, like the Pasuk says, Vatavayu vatetamles arti, you were metamei my land, that through the actions themselves, the land became tamei. He says, what does this mean? He says, we find that the tava of different medinais, different countries, are different. He says, even though this is something we cannot understand on an intellectual level, however, Zakta Beis HaLevi, Kol Adam, Yachul Lehagishay B'chush Mamish, every person could really feel this. The Vayla Eza Medina Chadasha, She Prutz of Eza Prat Menapratim. Zakta Beis HaLevi, if you go into a Medina, into a country, which is very lax in a certain area, Yim Tegam Ba'atzmai Eza Netiyav Amshach Leprat Zeh, suddenly he'll feel naturally a desire to go ahead and do those things more than he would have felt when he's in a different Medina. He says, so too, that's what happened by the Dar HaMabul. They were magbert so strong, the Kayach HaTaiva, to be Zoykek, to Einon Minam, until that became the Teva and the Bria itself. And therefore, even amongst the animals, had nothing to do with Bechira. That became the Teva and the Bria, that they were now Huskak, Lesha Einon Minam. Based on this, the Beis HaLevi goes further, and with this he explains the most beautiful pshat in the Gemara in Chagiga. He says, really we have to understand the Gemara in Chagiga. It says that the tzaddik is zoicha, he takes his chelik in Gan Eden, and the chelik of the Rasha in Gan Eden as well. He says, well, how does that make any sense? Why should the tzaddik be zoicha in the chelik of the Rasha in Gan Eden, which the tzaddik did not work for? And who had done the opposite? It says the Rasha, if he's nischayiv, not only does he get his portion in Gehenim, but he gets the chelik of the tzaddik as well. Why is that so? Why does that make sense? Zakta Beis HaLevi, according to what we just said, it comes out beautiful. Since every person, through his actions, he creates a second teva by other people as well, then now, since he did this chait, he fell into a taiva, now he causes that his friend now has more of a taiva to do this avera. And therefore, every person, if he did a chait, really, when his friend falls into a similar chait, he has a portion in his friend's chait. And who adin letzad ha'tayv, a tzaddik, when he goes ahead and misgaber on himself, and he does a mitzvah, he holds himself back from being over on a taiva, so that creates in the bria now a kayach to misgaber on a taiva. And therefore, the rasha with his chait was magber in the bria, a chuka l'ra, that a mela when the tzaddik is nichshal in a chait, really the rasha had a big portion in this that the tzaddik did, in this avera that the tzaddik fell into, because he was magri so strong, the kayach ha-taiva by the tzaddik. He says, therefore, the chelek of the tzaddik in Gehenim, really a large part of it belongs to the Rasha, because of him, the tzaddik fell into the chait. Now, the tzaddik obviously is achrai for his action as well, but he says a tzaddik, we know, gets paid back in this world for his chait. And therefore, the chelek of the tzaddik in Gehenim, it makes sense that the Rasha should take it, because really it's his. Huadin fakert. The tzaddik went ahead, and through his iskabris, and through his mitzvahs and Torah, he made a kayach of tayv in the Bria, and therefore, because of that, the Rasha ended up doing a ma'isa ha-tayv. So this chelik in Gan Eden really mainly belongs to the tzaddik. Yes, of course, the Rasha has a portion in it as well, but the Rasha, we know, gets paid up with his schar in this world, and therefore, the tzaddik in Zaychi takes not only his chelik in Gan Eden, but he takes the chelik of the Rashas as well. And with this, we understand what Rabbi Elazar ben Pardas was saying. That's the pshat of the Gemara Chagiga. That Anami Gavra the last Leva Ina, from the Rashi who's not going to get his portion in Gan Eden because he was paid up already for his chelek in this world, I want to have that chelek because of what I went through, therefore I have a schus in the chelek Gan Eden of that Rasha. The Gemara tells us on the days a story with Rabbi Eliezer that one time he was Yard Lifnei Ateva, he was davening for the Amud, it was a Tainis Tzibur, and he said, Esim V'arba Brachis, a special 24 Brachis, said on the Tainis Tzibur, V'leineni was not answered. Yarod Rabbi Akiva Acher, Rabbi Akiva went down after him, V'amra Avinu Malkeinu, Ein Lanu Melech Ela Ata, Avinu Malkeinu L'mancha Rachim Aleinu, V'yard L'gishamim, and it began to rain. Which here comes the minug of the Avinu Malkeinus. Anyways, the Gemara says, Hava Mirani, the Rabbanan were talking amongst themselves, as if Rabbi Akiva, who really was a student of Rabbi Eliezer, is greater. Yatzav Baskel v'amra loy mipnei shezeh gadol mizeh, el shezeh mavra al midaisav, v'zeh enay mavra al midaisav. Now it's hard to understand the Gemara. If Rabbi Akiva had this mile of mavra al midaisav, it would seem that he is better and bigger than Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Sol Salanter explains in his Sefer Ayusrol, in Maimer Chav Ches, Behektim the Gemara Masechta Shabbos on the Aflamid on the Beis. The Gemara over there teaches us La'olam Yehi Adam An V'son Kehillel Ba'al Yehi Kapton Keshamai. A person should always be an Adam like Hillel and not a Kapton like Shammai. He says that the world had a taste had to understand this Gemara. They think as if Hillel had these midas of Anava and Shammai did not have these midas, good midas. He says Chalilah to say that way. All of Chazal were Malachi Asharis Mamish, and they had all the good midas in the world. Rather, the pshat in the Gemara is that there was a machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, not any different when they argue in a question in Hilchos Shabbos. There was a question as far as Hanhaga, how a person should act. Hillel held that a person should go with the Hanhaga of Anava, with being civil people. And Shammai held, in cases of Kavod HaTorah, a person should go ahead and work with Kapdanis. And the Vada, Rabbi Sol Salanter says, Beis Shammai got schar for his kapdanus, not any less than Hillel got schar for his anava. And the Gemara just comes out that we paskin like the anhaga of Beis Hillel. Halachu l'mais, we follow like Beis Hillel. But the Vada Beis Shammai himself had all the midas taivas sheva olam. And in fact, Zakta Rabbi Sol Salanter, that was the same shiloh over here between Rabbi Eliezer, who was a Talmud of Beis Shammai, and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Eliezer went with the anhaga of Beis Shammai of Kapton Kishamai, and therefore, in most cases, he did not have to be Mavra al Midaisav. Mashenkin and Rabbi Akiva went with the Mahalcha Beis Hillel. And therefore, since the Metzias is that the Anhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mida Kenegan Mida, therefore, not that one is greater than the other. Both of them had tremendous good Midas and Torah. However, since, practically speaking, Rabbi Akiva and his Anhaga had to be Mavra al Midaisav, therefore, Mida Kenegan Mida, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol, was Mavra Midaisav and brought the rain. We see this Yisayid, really, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says that a person should always be Mekabel his friend, B'Seva Panim Yafes. I'm going to think, who is the author of this Mishnah? Mestama Beis Hillel. But really, it's Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai is the one who says, I'm Mekabel his Goladim, B'Seva Panim Yafes. Because it's not a contradiction. Beis Shammai said that in certain cases, you have to be a captain. However, Beis Shammai on the same time says, a person is obligated to Mekabel every person, the same upon him yofis. The Gemara tells us, Amr Rabbi Elazar, kishemenaschin es hamayim b'chag, when they do the nisach hamayim on Sukkot, tohoim aymel chaveray, the depths of water say to the friend, avia meimecha, give forth your water, kol shnei reyim anishemeh, I hear the sound of two friends, Shenemar tahayim el tahayim kairei l'kol tinurecha. Matrashi explains to mean, kol shnei reim, the sound of two friends, is a reference to the nisach hamayim and the nisach hayayin. The question is, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah seems to teach us, on Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, v'menasach demayim in front of me on Sukkos, and in order in that tzchus, yisbarach lachem gishmei Hashanah, you'll have that the rain will come down. So from there is mashma, that the thing that is gairim, the yiridas gesham, is a nisach hamayim. What's Shannon's Gemara over here that the Gemara says, kol shnei reim, which Rashi says refers to both nisach hamayim and nisach hayayin. What is the connection of nisach hayayin with the inyan of yiridas gesham? In the Sefer Arachama, he shtells on this question, and he says perhaps yayin is always a remez on din, and mayim, we know, is always meramez to chesed. Said perhaps when the nisach hamayim and yayin happen together, so the yayin, which is din, is nimtak, is sweetened through the water, which is chesed, and through that it comes the yiridas hagashamim. The emes ke'enis yisayid with the yayin and the mayim, we find by the Vilna Gaon as well in Kol Eliyahu, in his Pirish, when he explains the Agada of Chazal in Mesech the Sukkah on Daf Chaf Ches on the Beis. The Gemara over there in Sukkah teaches us that when it rains on Sukkot, it is a simen kol, like the Mishnah in the beginning of Tainus says as well. Gemara over there says, Mashal Madav Adayma, to what you compare it to a melech, a king, who his servant comes in, Limza Lekais Shal Yayin, to be Mizik, his cup of wine, Yishavach Lekidin Alpanov, and the master takes the pitcher of water and throws it in the Avit's face, Kalaimer, as if to say, Yafshi Vishimishacha, I have no interest in you serving me. The Vilna Gaon explains the Gemara in the following way. After Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, through all the mitzvahs of the Chag of Sukkot, that tuzayf ahamtakas adinim, a sweetening of any possible din which lingers after Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, that is sweetened through the mitzvahs of Sukkot that are performed, which is similar, Zakta Gain, to a case where a king has a cup of wine which is a remez to din, and the servant comes in with the pitcher of water to be meizig the wine, it's the water of chesed being mamtik the din of yayin. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu causes it to rain, and therefore we have to leave the sukkah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not letting us be meizig the din. And therefore it's Keshavach Lekitin Alpanov, and that is the Simen Klala B'chag. The Gemara tells us, Amar Rabba, L'idi Chazli Hayridya, I saw this Malach who was in charge of the Geshem, Damil Igla, has the appearance like a Shar of a Kaima, Bein Tehaima Tata, L'Tehaima Ilah, L'Tehaima Ilah, Amalei Chasha Meimach, L'Tehaima Tata, Amalei Ava Meimach, that says, give forth your rain. Now, L'Chaira, it's a little bit hard to understand. What does the Gemara mean, this Ridya, which is the Malach that's Muna Geshamim? After all, we've learned previously in the Sechtes Tainus, on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Gimel Mavteches, Biyad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shaloi Nimsiru Biyad Shliach. So if so, what does this mean that there's a Malach Mimun Al Geshamim? It's one of the Mavteches which were not given over, Biyad Shliach. This Vas Emes, on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, is Aymed on this Kasha, and he explains that the Gimel Mavteches, Shaloi Nimsiru Biyad Shliach, means to say that other things, even the Mavteach is given over in the hands of the Shliach to open up and close. Asha'en came by these Gimel Dvarim, the Geshem, Mavteach Shel Chaya, Mavteach Shel Tchiyas HaMesim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who opens up, so to speak, the Eitzer of rain, and then he gives Rishus to the Malach to go ahead and take over afterwards. He says, for example, Af Bari, we know as well, is a Malach that's Mamuna Al HaMatar. Now, even though Argamar says that there's a Malach called the Ridya, one perhaps can say, like it says in the Ben Yayada, the Malach Ridya, his whole Tafkid is only to speak to the Tehaim. Ashenkin Afbari, his mission is to bring the ruchais and the clouds, like we say in the piyut on Sukkot. And the etzem mahalach of this vas emes, we can say, is the pshat in the Tais Sarash Masech this Nida on Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. Over there, the Gemara says that the malach that's mamuna on hirayin, on conception, brings the tibul of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says if it should be a chacham or an asher. The Tais Sarash over there asks, how does this work out with the Gemara in the beginning of Tainus? And one of the mafteches, which were not nimsa biyad shliach, was the mafteach shochai of childbirth. On that, the Teis Rosh answers that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does the actual hirayin, but afterwards the malach is misaseik further, which works out similar to the mahalach l'sfas emes, that the mafteach itself, the key itself, which opens up everything, which gets everything started, that's only biyad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and afterwards it's nimsar liyan malach. And the Gemara teaches us that if they were fasting and then it begins to rain, so a few different shitas. Rabbi Yehuda's shita is kaidem chatzais layashlimu. If it begins raining before chatzais, they are not to finish the fast. Rashi explains, because since chatzais is the zman achila, therefore, if they did not eat yet by chatzais, it's called that the tainus was chal, and therefore they finish up the fast. Asks the Gvura Sari, but the Gemara in the first pack of Psalch Mandaf Yud Bey says that Shas Dalit is the Zman Suda Kohi, that 4 hours into the day is already the Zman of the Suda of everybody. And therefore it should be that as soon as they did not eat the Zman Suda Kohi of 4 hours into the day, it should be called that the fast commenced. On this, the Gvura Sari answers, since the Gemara over there says that Suda's Tamil Chachamim is from the 6th hour in the day and on, so therefore, since B'negei Talmidei Chachamim, it's not called that they began the fast yet, therefore before Chatzais, it's not called for everybody that the fast had began. He says, don't ask me a question, how could it be that because of the Miyat people, it's going to have that lacha that affects everybody, that it's not considered that the fast commenced for anybody? He says, we see even a bigger chiddush according to Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Yaisi says it's dependent upon 9 hours into the day, that since kings do not eat until 9 hours into the day, and therefore, it's not considered that this Mansuda was passed over. It's not called that the fast began until it rained after 9 hours into the day and they were fasting. So therefore, Kol Shekein, we could say that it's Nigrar, according to Rabbi Yehuda, after the Talmid Chacham. The Gemara continues, and the Mishnah had taught us that there was a story that they were geyser at Tainus in Lud, and it began to rain. They told everyone, go home and eat. They came back, and they said the howl. Ask the Gemara, why didn't they just say the halal right away? Because there's halacha, you only say halal on nefesh seveya. The halal, a special halal that's said by Yeridas Geshamim, where we say, Zatrashi, Naisen Lechem L'chol Basar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives food to everybody, Kilayim Chastai, it's proper and nice for it to be said when a person is already full. Based on this, we could explain a pasuk in Yael, in Perek Beis, pasuk Chavav, a pasuk which we say in Haftarah of Parsha Shuva. Over there it says, "Va'achaltem achol v'savaya, v'hilaltem es shem Hashem leikechem, asher asa imachem lehafli." You will eat, be satisfied, and then you will praise Hashem. So I asked around, what is the pshat in this pasuk? What does it mean that you'll eat and then you'll be mahalo? So someone to answer, well, maybe it refers to benching. On that I asked, on benching we normally find lashon of u'beirachta. Over here the pasuk uses lashon of v'hilaltem, a lashon of halo. So perhaps the pshat is that earlier on, in Yael, in Paraklav Gimel, it says, "Ubnei Tzion gilu v'simchu b'Hashem." The Bnei Tzion should rejoice in Hashem. Ki nasan lachem es ha-mayra. He gave you rain l'tzedaka. Vayayir lachem geshem. Rain came down. Mayra l'malkish v'rishin. And based on the Gemara that we've just learned now, that there's a din that when this howl said on Yeridas Geshamim, there's a halacha. One is supposed to eat first in order that when he says nice and lachem chavasa should be on karis malaya, on his stomach being full, so that fits in beautifully with the pshat. After the neitzia and rejoice that rain has come, zakta pasuk, v'achaltem achol v'savaya, you should eat, you should become satisfied, and then v'hilaltem Hashem Hashem, then praise Hashem, asher asi imachem lehafli.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.